Cool. We're recording.
Cool Daddy Cool.
That's right. Representing Cool Dad Chris Ross.
All right. All right. I knew it had to be somebody.
It's one of my buddies who's a wrestler. Every once in a while I go on like pro wrestling tees and I'll just pick a couple of friends. I picked Pitfall Jones and Cool Dad Chris Ross and bought their t-shirts.
Was that the point of your tweet the other day? Buy your friends stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
All right.
We'll start things off with that. How about that? Foreshadowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering the MegaCast.
Now, Ted, if I cough at all during this podcast, it has nothing to do with the corona.
How do we know that, Steve?
Because I just ate a bunch of your popcorn and all the kernels are stuck in the back of my throat.
Oh, so now you're blaming delicious Smith Family Popcorn?
Smith Family Popcorn will give you the coronavirus.
Oh!
No. Jesus!
Kidding.
I'm kidding!
I'm trying to make a living, Steve!
Just the caramel one. I ate like a whole chunk of them and I've been coughing ever since. Like,
no, I know. It gets
it's stuck in there, but I'm like, oh man, Miles and Thrill probably think I'm coughing because of that.
That's
and then allergies. I'm sniffling. I mean, I'm just Mr. COVID.
Yeah, allergies happen. It's so weird because my allergies happened like at the peak of everybody being sick.
Yeah.
So now they've kind of died down a little bit, which is nice. But like, yeah, Miles is a smoker, so he coughs all the time.
And, right.
And I'm like, I don't know how. I'm just like, yeah, that's a different cough.
Oh, absolutely. And dude, it's just great. And then with all the cottonwood outside, it's like my wife and I were walking around.
Oh, here he goes.
Get away from your podcast player. That we're just inhaling all that cottonwood, man. That just sucks.
Right. It's the cherry blossoms to get me earlier on.
Yeah.
So like people are like, oh, like it smells like spring. I'm like, it smells like allergies. You heathens.
It smells like miserable.
Yeah. Like I just stopped taking my Flonase, but I was on it solid there for like a month and a half.
Yeah. My wife, she's struggling right now with all the cottonwood. Now she's worse off with allergies than me. It takes a lot for me to really feel the allergies. And right now I'm feeling them.
Yeah.
But, she's always getting them. She's like, she's doing the Claritin, all the stuff, little zip of meth as well. You know,
that's
just what she does.
She's got to stay awake.
Oh, man,
she's got a kid.
We got to talk drugs in a little bit, man.
Nice. Just thought I'd push one out real quick.
You sound like me at home.
Steven. Steven. She doesn't have, I don't know, she never talks like that.
What are you going to do?
Steven, get in here. Stop burping.
She's not my, what's her face? Superstar.
Now, I know, but you know that stupid little dog with the overbite?
Yes.
It's always like, Steven. So I don't know, years ago.
You can see your impression because you got the paws up and everything.
So for some reason, whenever I hear the name Steven, I always
Steven.
But I did that once on the men's room, and then the dude really just had a lisp, and I was like, I'm the a-hole.
Oh, dude, that's the worst, when you unintentionally are a dick.
Yeah.
Even on our show, like, someone will say something, I'm like, oh, man, and I'll just hope, please don't have it. And they're like, no, I'm like, okay, good. I thought I just made fun of you for whatever the reason is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, I don't know about you, I'll just scan over an email and not read, like, the PS part.
Right.
And then I'll make a joke about the email, and the PS part had some pertinent information.
PS, I'm dyslexic, so please don't make fun of me. And there's Ted goofing on the guy's grammar.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you're a grammar Nazi.
All the time.
So, yeah, I mean, I put out a tweet. You brought it up right before we started the intro, but I said for people to buy their friend's stuff.
All right. Which
is funny because one person's like, do you mean to purchase like items that they are selling or to buy them things as gifts?
Right.
Like,
I had no idea.
Plus, I'm like, whichever.
It was your wife's birthday, so I thought maybe he was just being mid-range romantic. Like, yeah, she's my friend too. Buy her some stuff.
Totally
like,
my
I
friend.
Buy her stuff.
Yeah, I didn't buy her anything. There's nothing to buy. I'm like, when the store is open again, we'll go get you something nice.
Yeah.
I told her, like, if you want to order something online, I just don't know what to order you online because typically I would order something from a place that she likes. And if she doesn't like what I got her, she can go return it. But like, you can't go and return it right now. So I was just like, why don't we, unless you're 100% sure this is the right size, why don't we just wait until everything opens up and then we can just go buck wild.
Yeah.
But I'm just like noticing a lot of my friends that are like in the art world, whether it be music, whether it be paintings or wrestling, you know, whatever it is that they do. And some of them, that's how they pay their bills, or part of how they pay their bills. And I've been trying to make it a habit of just randomly picking some of my buddies' stuff that they're selling and buying it.
All right.
So mostly t-shirts. But like my buddy Zick NWA Wrestling, but he's also a singer in a band called Heart to Heart. I saw him post something, hey, I'm trying to get rid of some of my vinyl for my band, if anyone wants to buy some, hit me up in my direct messages. I'm like, yeah, no problem. $28 well spent. I like your band and I'm getting it on vinyl and I'm helping you out. So I was just like, just inspired me to write that tweet. Like, hey man, if you can, and you have a couple extra dollars in your pocket, buy your friend stuff so you can help them get by right now. The times are really messy.
But then your gift said, I'm your friend. Didn't it?
It says, we are your friends.
Oh, we are your friends. Yeah. So then I was like, am I supposed to buy Steve stuff?
Yes. Yes, you should be buying. And this was really a vague tweet towards you, Ted.
That's what I thought. I was like, is that a subtle dig? Like, yeah. Buy a shirt already, Smith.
I mean, come on, man. It's on my bio, the Pro Wrestling Tees. I've yet to see you purchase one.
That is a good, good point.
Kidding. Fortunately, we still are being employed.
Yeah.
Like, for me, this is all about the people in my life that I know that maybe don't have a job right now or are just struggling. If you can chip in a little bit and do something nice for them, I think that's a cool thing to do.
So as we're talking about your wrestling world.
Yes.
Is that Randers, the fantastic dork?
Yes, Carl Randers.
Carl Randers.
Love that guy.
Wow. Me and Miles brought it up on the men's room yesterday. That fish was disgusting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so he's at Fantastic Dork on Twitter, I believe.
Right,
so give him a follow. Tell him that the Ted and Steve sent you.
Yeah, man.
He's a great dude.
It was funny. I didn't realize Miles filed him, and he goes, yeah, filed him. Followed him, and he goes, yeah, this dude posted a picture of his fish. And I go, wait a minute. I saw the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he had a frozen fish? Was that what it was?
No, he said he bought it was like a big piece of halibut or something,
but
right?
Like he didn't,
black cod. That's what it was.
And he didn't cook it right away. Like, and then when he did cook it, or he cooked it too long, and it basically just melted.
Yeah, like the middle of it was like soup. But then I saw somebody else comment to him. They said it might have had too much water in it before it got freeze packed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird, man. That was just like, oh, I'd be so disappointed in life at that moment.
Right. Plus, too, like he had seasoned it. You could just, you could feel the disappointment coming through his tweets. Then finally it was like, I guess I'll just eat like some frozen, like, you know, Gordon's fisherman or whatever, which will get you by, but it's not the same as like you de-thawed this fresh piece of fish.
And you're excited about it. You're about to eat it.
Right. It's going
to
be healthy.
Comes out of the oven and you're like, where'd the fish go?
Right. The middle, I can't explain it to people. The middle of it was just like soup. Like he was like scooping it up and dropping it in there.
It was so weird. I've never heard of that ever happening before.
No, I've heard of stuff being too tough or
never that you cook it and then it just disappears and melts.
Yeah, look, it still affected me. I'm having nightmares about it, Steve.
So yeah, buy your friend stuff.
Yes. Well, speaking of people buying us stuff, we got gifts.
What the F?
Yeah.
Look. No one ever sends us gifts. What do you got here?
So, it says, Steve and Ted, thanks for putting out good content while most still inside. Hope you guys are staying sane, not losing your minds. I've included some headbands for when you get put on your 10 so you'll be in proper gear. Take care, Alex.
Yes! Because Alex is always rocking the headbands.
No, look, he said it's headbands and wristbands.
Oh my gosh, I'm putting mine on.
Yeah, we got to put them on for the
push-ups. And then, you know, with the Mega Family via Skype, there's a good chance that he's going to call in, and if he calls in, we have to be wearing them, even though he can't see us. We'll take a picture. What else you got?
And then he sent me a Cougs flag, too.
Oh, that way you could do it on your Instagram Live.
Yeah, I kept saying I'd put one up, whoever sent it first, so congratulations, Washington State. You win.
Go Cougs!
Oh, man, you know Taryn will be pumped when I have this up tonight.
Oh, yeah. And then you do your Instagram with Taryn tonight, right?
Yeah, 7 p.m. On the Cast W Instagram.
Got my headband on.
You put the wristbands on or just the headband?
Well, I mean, he gave us the wristbands.
I'm putting them on.
Yeah, I'm putting them on.
Was I strong enough to open this package?
Come on, Ted.
My hands,
you know, there is like a little slip that it opens on its own.
I did not see
you
that.
See, you're just too impatient, man.
That's what she said.
You want me to help you? You don't need to get out a weapon.
I don't know.
You don't have to cut it open.
I feel like my hands are all greasy.
It's going to be okay. You got it?
I got it.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
It is exciting.
If anybody walks by, I feel like we have to wear these now all the time when we do the MegaCast.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm leaving. I might have to stop wearing watches on Wednesdays. Feels weird having a wristband and a watch.
Well, you know, in public, you got to wear a wristband over your watch so you don't hurt anybody.
Oh, really? Dude, you know, wrestlers either put wrist tape or they wear like those wrist guards, like the workout wrist guards, or they have like custom ones that just look like battle guards, whatever. Seth Rollins, he would wear like a wrist guard and it came off during one of his matches and underneath it he had his Apple Watch. And I was like, it just kind of took you away from the moment because you're just like, uh-oh, you're checking your heart rate? You know, like, what's going on? This is like so weird just to see like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, I'm curious though, like, how many steps do you have in a match? And like, what's your heart rate like in a match? That would be pretty cool to find out.
That would be. But yeah, same thing in public soccer, man. You got to cover those guys up.
Oh, I'm going to cover mine up.
Yeah, I'll cover it up.
Yeah. That doesn't look weird at all.
We'll get a picture and send it out.
Yeah. Well, if he calls in, we'll the three of us will be on Skype.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So it's time to get our push-ups in to get the heart rates and the blood pumping and the brain
functioning.
All right, Ted. We're going to get 10.
All right.
With headbands on.
Yeah. It's time.
Because we're just gold medalists. We are the gold standard of podcasts. We actually turned down Spotify. They wanted to give us $100 million, and we're like, no, we don't do this for the money. We do it for the art.
That's exactly right. Who needs $100 million?
Not us.
No.
All right.
All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
That's really cool that he gave us these.
I know, right? They showed up. I got here on Monday, and I was like, that's awesome. Got a flag. We got wristbands, headbands. We're back.
Yeah.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Kind of the same thing I've been talking about, but this week, just reminding people, just find some positives. Whether it's reconnecting with friends, maybe finding a new route to walk in your neighborhood and finding actual nature in Capitol Hill. I don't know what it is, but at a certain point, we just got to keep looking for positives and taking that. I know for me, I don't know about you, but it's been nice connecting with family, seeing my cousins every couple of weeks, or even just like, you know, seeing Cool Keith last night on a Zoom call.
Oh, dude, shout out to Cool Keith.
Yeah.
He's tearing it up right now with the Sounders.
Yeah, that shirt is awesome.
Tell people what's going on with that.
So basically, the Sounders are trying to give back to their community and stuff. So they made a shirt, and they went through Keith. And it looks like a Zoom call, but every player is doing something different in their little square. So it looks like a square with like, I'm trying to think.
Oh, I didn't even think that that was made to look like a Zoom call. I just saw it and I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's all the players kind of in a cool box look.
Oh, yeah. So they're all in their little square or box, genius. Like a giant Zoom call. Yeah. So it's a great thing. And it's fun for like Keith, right? I mean, he's a huge Sounders fan and linked up with them and stuff. So it's a really cool project. You can go to any of the Sounders Instagram or Twitter. They're putting it all out there.
And Keith does, he's got a company called Inker Prints, and they do screen printing. He does all my, like, mixed shirts. Like, if you come to an event, like, you know, at like a wrestling event, the ones that I sell at the shows, he's the one that makes all those for me. But he's done all the stuff for KSW.
Yeah, KSW. He's done stuff for The End.
The Donkeys. I mean, that was a big part of his business right there. But he does a bunch of stuff.
I mean, I think so. He made the first Mega Cash shirts, right?
He did, yeah. But then when you think about it, I mean, he's a big Sounders fan, and the Sounders are using him and his company. How freaking cool is that?
Right, and like he was saying, he lives in the International District. Like he's like legit part of that community, not just saying the Sounders community. Like he lives down there.
And he's a season ticket holder. I mean, there's a lot of cool things about that dude, and it's cool to see he got acknowledged by them, and they're using him for his business.
Yeah, I want to say he was doing something on Q13 this morning. See,
buy your friend stuff.
Buy your friends, yes.
Right? That's what's going on. You buy your friends stuff. You help your friends pay their bills.
Yeah, so I mean, stuff like that is cool, you know?
It's super cool, man. Yeah. That's pretty freaking rad. Good for him.
Yeah, and his beard is huge right now. It's looking strong.
I know, dude. When you haven't seen somebody in a while, and like they go from like just having a beard to then having a beard, like a Rick Rubin beard. You're like, whoa, where's the time gone?
Yeah, right?
It's insane. So, I mean, we got so much stuff going on. I'm trying to think of like what we posted something last time on Twitter and someone commented like, I hope I hear some quarantunes. Do we want to play some quarantunes?
Yeah, I don't care.
How you feeling, Ted? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Do we have any, should we be mads or whatever? I feel like we have something we've been trying to get to for 3 weeks that we haven't gotten to.
We have a should I be mad. Yes, we do. All right, here we go. Let me see if this is the one.
I love playing judge and jury. And judgment.
I think we haven't done this one yet. So, yeah, well, we'll find out.
All right.
Tell me if you've heard this before, Ted. Fellas, I'm loving the chats you guys are doing with the listeners. The last few episodes have been some of my favorite ones. I have a should I be mad for you and Ted.
All right.
I've been fighting with my mom lately because she's still friends with my ex-boyfriend, Danny. Have we heard this one before? I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. I don't think so.
It's also kind of weird that Danny's ex would reach out to us.
I know, right?
You work with the guy every morning.
I mean, and he just celebrated his, I think, 4-year anniversary with the show.
Yeah.
This is very awkward. But yeah. You know what? Don't let him know about this. So apparently his ex, Danny's ex, has a new boyfriend.
Danny.
And I'd like for him to be comfortable around my mom and dad. As things stand, I'm afraid to introduce him to my family once this pandemic ends. My mom refuses to see my side of this. She says I'm being overly dramatic about nothing. She told me, quote, just because she stopped dating Danny doesn't mean I can't be friends with him. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I've never heard of a mom putting a daughter through something like this and putting her ex before her own child. She says I'm wrong for asking her to stop hanging around with my ex. Should I be mad? I mean, she comments on all of his Facebook posts. I think it's just too weird. And this is from Mary.
Man. So, here's kind of the deal, is that you'll date some people that you really get along with their parents, but, yeah, I would think it was odd if, like, my mom was hanging out with them.
Yeah, dude, I mean, this happened with my wife. I mean, when we first started dating, her dad was still friends with one of her exes.
All right.
And I said, I'm done. No, I didn't say that. I just brought it up. I'm like, do you think it's weird that your dad is still, like, buddy buddies? Like, I was like, it was still new in the relationship. I wasn't going to like be a... But I asked her the question. She's like, yes. I'm like, well, why don't you say something to him about it? She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, just tell him, hey, look, do you have to like keep in touch with this guy? And she ended up telling and talking to her dad. And her dad was just like, all right, yeah, yeah, that's, I get it. If you think it's weird, I'll stop talking to him.
Right, and not to say...
And that should be the answer from your parents.
Right, and like, look, if you guys live in the same town or whatever, in the same neighborhood, and your parents ran into him, and say they go to a bar on Friday night.
Right.
And he's there, right? You're chilling down at Bumpy's. I'm just going to use Steve's name.
Perfect. Right? Waiting for your pizza to show
up. Right, waiting for your pizza, you're drinking some Miller Lite, some Fireballs. Not that I want to go to Bumpy's right now.
Dude, we need to plan a Bumpy's night.
So you're chilling at Bumpy's. He comes in. You guys chit-chat for a little bit. Like, right. It's like you're not going to be cordial.
No.
But on the same token, like, it does seem odd. They're still like buddy-buddy.
Right. And commenting on all the stuff. I mean, it's almost like you're rubbing it in.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I wouldn't be upset at mom until, like, I mean, no, man. Like, I think you have a right to be mad. If it bothers you and that's your ex, like, why the hell does your mom need to, like, she could just be like, you're right. I don't need this person in my life. If they work together, I can understand why it would be different.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, look, I mean, I'm being dead honest. Like, I have exes that, like, I really like, you know, their parents, you know, mm-hmm. like their dad. But, like, I don't think, like, it would have been inappropriate to me after we broke up to go down to her neck of the woods and hang out with her dad.
Right. Like, what if she shows up?
Yeah.
Like, hey, this isn't weird, right?
Yeah.
You're cool with this, right?
Right. So, I mean,
yeah.
And also at some point, like, I don't know, you're the daughter just saying, hey, mom, this is a little weird for me. Could you ease up on that?
And why does your mom need to spend all that time talking to your friend?
Yeah. Well, and look, I get it. Sometimes the first boyfriend from when, you know, people are in high school is always going to be something there. Yeah. And look, you date somebody for a while, like, they're always going to be part of you,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, mom doesn't need to be hanging out with them.
Not at all. Like, I don't even know. My parents would even remember the names of my exes at this point. Granted, they're old and they don't really remember what they had for lunch yesterday. Neither do I. But you know what I mean?
Like, I'm staring at you trying to remember some now, too.
Right. Like, I mean, that's just, you just move on. You just say, okay,
I remember traits of some of them.
Oh, yeah, same. All of the stories.
Oh, all right. At some point, I'm just going to yell out a name in the middle of this podcast. Nobody, just everybody don't pay attention.
Okay, fair, fair. All right, why don't we do a quarantine since somebody did want to hear a quarantine? I think, so we agree, Mary, you should be mad at your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yell at her.
Also, I will say this, during quarantine, if they're like, I would say also, I don't know, like quarantine, I don't know if you need to chew your mom out.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But when it's over, yeah, introduce the new boyfriend and be like, this is the dude I'm having sex with now, mom. Get over
it. Right. This is your new friend. You comment on his page, not Danny's. And I'll talk to Danny tomorrow morning.
Yeah. You could help this out, Steve.
I could. I'd just be like, yo, pump the brakes on mom.
Yeah, and you wonder, too, at some point, is Danny trying to angle back in on the relationship?
Oh, I have a question. This is has nothing to do with anything. I don't know why. It just popped in my head. How do you handle... I actually debated it twice this morning to be that guy that comments on a post.
Okay.
And I was like, why do I need to even comment on this post? Like, what good do I get out of this? Somebody on my Facebook feed post... It's one of my biggest pet peeves. I wish we'd share a news story about a celebrity that dies. Just before you share it and make sure it was put out today, yesterday, this week.
Oh, was it something that passed away a while ago?
Yes. But they posted from 2014. And they posted up there and everyone's saying, and then there's other people like, oh my gosh, no, don't say that's true. And I'm like, I just wanted to, but I was like, no way can I say this doesn't not come off like a massive dick. Like, I'm like, you realize this article, yes, this person is still dead, but this article is from 2014.
I probably wouldn't have commented either.
I didn't either.
But I feel but it's just right. You want to be like, hey, dude, come on. Like, are you freaking serious?
You look bad.
Yeah, you look like a moron.
Right.
And look, I did it yesterday. I kind of forgot Kenny Rogers had passed away during the pandemic.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's not like I found the story and posted it.
And I'm not doing it to like just be a troll on the person, but like I've actually seen people, like, it gets weird. Like, people get weird when they're corrected. So I was like, I don't even want to be a part of this. Like, I don't know that person that well. What do I need to be a part of this? But it was bothering me. I'm like, then when I went back to it to see if they deleted it or someone else maybe stepped up, no, everyone's like now commenting about how sad it is this person's dead. I'm like, he's been dead since 6 years ago.
Who was the person?
It wasn't even the person. The person that was in his band that's dead. It wasn't even about the guy that people were sad that's dead. That guy's still alive, actually. And the person that died is a member of his band that died 6 years ago. But people are acting like it's the guy.
Oh,
it was Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper's still alive, but his guitarist died in 2014.
So people are now saying they miss Alice Cooper?
Yes!
Oh my God. That is terrible. Like, he's probably playing golf right now.
He just wrote a song about the freaking COVID. I can't remember what it was called, but it's like something.
I think sometimes people are just so happy to post stuff. Like, they
say, oh, I saw news. I got to share it.
I got to share it.
Yeah.
And you don't.
No. And if someone died, just make sure it was from this year.
Yeah, just double check it.
I saw somebody once, and it was a really bad attempt to cover up their own stupidity. They posted something. Let's just say, oh, this guy, David Gilmour, died. And I can't believe it. No, Tom Petty.
All right.
Because he is dead. They both, I can't believe this. I don't even know how. They wrote something like as if like he was his best friend. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I'm devastated by the news. And so it's like, so someone did comment. They go, you seem pretty devastated. This happened 2 years ago. And their response was, yeah, I know. I'm still devastated about it.
Oh, like, come on.
Just admit that you didn't know.
Well, and like, look, I get it. Sometimes you forget stuff in the course of the day.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Just say my bad.
But you're taking that extra step to being like, I have to post this.
Right.
Like, that's where you cut across. And then if somebody corrects you, you got to go, all right.
It's a person that just refuses to be wrong, even though they are blatantly wrong. And now they're mad at the person that corrected them.
Yeah.
It's like, give it a break. I know. That is ridiculous. The whole thing today, I saw that. I was like, I don't want to bother. This person's a really cool person, but I don't want to be that. Like, gosh, now people are acting like as if Alice Cooper's dead, and Alice Cooper's not dead, and you're mourning Alice Cooper when you should be mourning his guitarist, but he died 6 years ago.
It happened here one day. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody in the local scene posted something, and then everybody's like, oh my God. And then we were like, we had to be like, wait a minute. That guy died 2 years ago.
Right.
Let's think about this.
It's just like when posting a memorial, just check the link. They're really good, these news stories. They do a thing where they date it, and you can find out what day this story was put out. And if it wasn't 2020, don't put it off like as if you just found out this has happened.
And also sometimes, too, like, is it just, I mean, granted, we have different jobs, but like, man, I don't know. When I'm sad or devastated about something, like, I don't really go exactly to post about it.
No, I think about that all the time. Like, I mean, I'll sometimes, like, if it's somebody, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to show a little love on social media because they're a person. You know, it's like, oh, and a tribute. But, like, it's rare. It's super rare. And I always, like, and it's just somber. But, like, when I think about, like, you know, if someone super close to me is going to pass, like, how I want to really put that on social media.
Yeah, I think about it too. I don't like the, I mean,
you
I
know,
think,
the older I'm, we get, the you start thinking about those things.
Yeah, and I'm sure I posted something on Twitter about Mac Miller just because I loved him.
Right, right, right.
But I don't know. I probably just put like, you know, he's like, this sucks.
Oh, yeah. Like right now, like, I mean, I've been debating. It's not like it's a struggle I'm having, but like, you know, Shad Gaspard from WWE Crime Time, he was in Crime Time, he just died.
Yeah.
Awful story. We talked about it on the air. I mean, the guy died saving his son's life. I mean, he's truly
in the ocean.
Yeah, he got swept in. Lifeguards would come and he's like, my son's there, save him first. They go to save him. Another wave hits, sucks him fully in. They lose him for like 2 days, and his body just got found this morning. And sadly puts closure. But I mean, you know, you're saving your 10-year-old who swept away and die. And he's been known for doing stuff where he's like super. Like, he's just a guy, that, like, you know, he stopped, like, a bank robber or something like that one time.
Yeah, that is sad.
Like, the guy's just a good dude, and everyone in the wrestling community that's ever been in a locker room with him has nothing but great things to say, and it's just, man, it's just when you see something like that, you're like, oh, you know, but, like, I don't know, like, I'm just devastated by it, but, like,
yeah.
I don't know him, and I don't want to come off, like, as if I know the guy, but, like, I was always a fan of his because he's a Brooklyn guy, so, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
If someone's from DeMatha, you go... You get pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, 100%. Somebody's from PG County. I was all pumped for the PG County documentary about basketball.
Hell, I was excited. Some kid from DeMatha got drafted in the first round in the NFL draft.
Yeah, Chase Young.
Right. Was he first pick or second pick?
Second pick.
Second pick by the Redskins.
Yeah. And we just had a kid that signed with USC, which is big news.
That's awesome.
Yeah, DeMatha football players don't usually go that far west.
It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, you know, so I know how hard that is. I watch All-American. It's tough to get drafted or picked up by a college.
Right. So I get what you're saying about that guy. Somebody's from Brooklyn. You feel like you have a special bond with him.
Right. So I'm like, oh, this tag team's from Brooklyn. This is awesome. And he was my favorite of the two. And so it's like, oh, this is such a... And then to find out how he passed, it's just like, that's devastating.
Yeah. Gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
I know. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know. We went down a weird hole.
That's my fault.
That's all right.
It's always my fault.
Oh, Jesus. Do not say that to me.
So sorry.
You can say that at work and at home. You don't say it in here, Steve.
Why is that?
All right.
Why is that?
Because it's never your fault in here. I shouldn't say never, but usually if it's somebody's fault, it's mine.
Do we want to do one quarantine before we take a break?
Play a quarantine.
All right. All right. So you have to
quarantine.
Guess. These are songs that are awful parodies about the current times.
All right.
I want you to guess what artists they're doing a quarantine about, right?
All
right. Or like who they're trying to cover.
Chilling in the name of.
Well, Rage.
All right. Nice work.
That's easy.
No, I haven't heard. I don't know what's going to happen here. So this is a heads up.
Oh, I might have to drop out of this.
No, I think they're going to be FCC friendly. I just don't know how good or how bad this is going to be.
Some of those who own houses should remain on their couches.
Okay.
Some of those that rent houses should remain on their couches.
Apartments?
Some of those houses should remain on their couches.
Well, yeah, we're all on our
Some
couch.
Some of those without couches should go out and buy couches.
Oh! Only if you're buying them from a friend.
Chilling in the name of.
All right, I like that one.
Yeah.
Netflix and chilling in the name of.
Oh.
You should do what they told ya.
Who?
And you should do what they told ya. Now you're staying at home. And you should do what they told ya. You can play on your phone. And you should do what they told ya. You can watch Biodome. And you should do what they told ya. Now you're staying at home. And you should do what they told ya. Stay inside till this subsides. Don't go to a bar. Get on a flight. And if you decide to go outside, don't go to a bar. Get on a flight. Come on.
I mean, you know.
All right. Yeah, I like it.
It's not bad. It's pretty cute. And, I mean, with Rage, they were supposed to play here. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
No.
That's like the next best thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So run the jewels.
Try one more.
Let's get one more.
All right. I'm just going to pick the next one on here. See if you can figure this out.
It's been three
Hang on. Wait a minute. I know Lionel Richie.
Close. I mean,
Commodores.
Commodores.
Well, he's the lead singer.
Yeah, I was about to say Lionel Richie's in the band.
Really, Steve? Are we going to do this now?
See, I told you. It's always my fault. We're really aggressive with these headbands.
Well, you know the whole joke about Lionel Richie, right?
No, what?
It's just somebody goes, do you like Lionel Richie? You go, Lionel Richie Commodores or just Lionel Richie?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right? That's Which I don't know why we have to crap on Lionel Richie and his solo career.
I like Lionel Richie's solo career.
So do I.
Ballerina Girl's my jam.
Ooh.
That's right.
It's been 3 Mondays since I've done anything.
Yep. Feel that.
Been stuck in my house 3 weeks tomorrow.
Oh.
Lying on the couch watching Tiger King without pants. It's not my fault they said to stay home. Yeah.
By staying.
So he's obviously parody of I'm Easy. What do you think he's going to be saying?
I think he's going to say I'm staying.
Okay.
Staying in on a Sunday morning.
Let's see.
Hoots, why I'm lazy.
Oh, lazy. That's good.
That is.
Life at home is really boring.
Don't even go with lazy on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's why I'm lazy.
Those are good, man. That's pretty good.
I like that Lionel Richie or the Commodores one, Steve.
That's right. Get it right, Ted. All right, why don't we take a break? When we come back, there was a Netflix show, speaking of Netflix, that I just watched that made me think of you.
Nice.
Because it involved drugs.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've seen it.
All right. I just watched a new one last night, so hopefully it's the same show.
All right. When the Megacast returns. Plus, we'll get 10. We'll take some Skype calls when we return as well.
Didn't we already get 10?
Well, the 10 minutes.
My bad.
Gosh.
You know, 10 minutes. Steve!
It's 10 minutes with the Commodores. We're getting 10 with the Commodores.
All right. All right.
It's the better version.
All right.
Flatten the curve. I would like to flatten the skulls of these. Megacast will return.
With millions of people unemployed and struggling financially, times are but you still want to be responsible. So if you're short on funds but still want to take proper precautions in public places, order a box of Vinny's somewhat used masks and rubber gloves.
I mean, they might have been worn once or twice and may contain unwanted pathogens, but then again, they may not.
You save big bucks and everyone sees you making a conscious effort.
Don't pay retail, pay attention and save.
With Vinny's somewhat used masks and rubber gloves.
Update, Vinny's was ordered closed by the county health department last week.
Last 20 seconds washing each other from head to toe.
Yep.
Right.
The Megacast is back.
And full disclosure, we had to take our headbands off.
Yes, we stopped yelling at each other.
Yeah. It was clearly messing with us. I actually was starting to sweat. All right.
Well, it's always weird. You never want to be the first guy sweating.
Uh-huh.
So it's funny. Steve said that. I was like, yeah, I feel you. But it's Saturday. I was on that walk. I'm kind of huffing and puffing. We're like going up this giant stairwell. And then I was like, I'm going to take my jacket. He like started taking his sweatshirt off. Yep. I was like, oh, thank God. I thought I was the only one sweating underneath this jacket.
Right. You don't want to like blow your cover.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting really warm here with the headphones. And with the if Alex calls in during the Get 10 segment, I'll put it back on.
Yeah.
Because we got to get a nice picture with him. All right. There's a show on Netflix. So. Oh, first, did you watch The Dark Side of the Ring, the Herb Abrams episode?
The cocaine and cowboy boots.
How great was that episode?
Unbelievable.
Right? I don't suggest watching the one that came out last night. I haven't watched it yet, but I hear it's emotionally hard to watch. It's the Owen Hart story.
Correct. I saw people on Twitter, mainly your wrestling buddies.
Of course.
Talking about it. So, right. Their tweets, I was like, I'm not going to get into that one.
No, but that one, in my opinion, is my favorite of all The Dark Side of the Rings. Because, yeah, it's a very dark story. And I don't know how to describe it unless you watch it, but it's like the most upbeat story about a man who died doing hookers and blow.
Yeah, I mean, literally, that's what they say. Like, he died doing what he's loved. And I love it when they go back to Mick Foley. Where do you think he'd be now if he was alive? He's like, well, in jail. He was always kind of skirting the law. Yeah. But he says it with such a genuine smile.
They all like the guy.
Right, exactly. That's it. They all really liked him. And man, what a silver tongue. Things are in bankruptcy, but he keeps pulling off these massive shows in Vegas. Like, I mean, just... I don't want to say con man, but I guess that's hustling at some point. But just like, damn.
How do people do that? Even one guy's like, yeah, I don't know how we got the money, but he got the money. It's insane.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that invest it that hate him.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people that will never get their money back.
Yeah.
So the show that I watched on Netflix is called Have a Good Trip.
Oh, damn it. I have not watched this one yet. Everybody's been telling me to watch it.
Ted, you have to watch this show. It reminds me of someone. Like, I feel like we could be, if we were celebrities. All right. If we were national celebrities, because clearly we're local stars.
Local, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a verified champ.
Duh. I'm Seattle's biggest star. Dude, I feel like our mushroom story in San Francisco that we've shared on the podcast in detail, if you go back to one of the early episodes, I think it was like episode 44.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was sending people to that for a while because they're like, what happened with you guys on mushrooms? I'm like, just go back and listen to the podcast. It's one of the early episodes. I think I tracked it down. It's,
and that was also, I mean, that was years ago. That'd be like, what, 08?
It was a bowl game. It was before I was married. It was with my ex at the time.
What was their name?
Oh, okay, so that one, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was still, and I hadn't met Sid at that point. Yeah, this was forever ago. This might have been 07. 07 or 08.
Yeah, it might have been, right, because, right, I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
And I think we've shared it on the Megacast as well, like at least a shortened version. I mean, long story short, Ted got into a fight with a homeless man.
I was provoked.
Yep. You actually were. He broke a bottle and I thought he was going to murder us. And we're on mushrooms at this moment trying to get weed in the worst part of town in San Francisco.
The Tenderloin.
And then we end up in bars. We are blatantly hitting on two women that were with their boyfriends at that time. We weren't doing it to actually hook up. We were just doing it to flex because at that point we felt like we could take on the whole world.
And we could.
And then we eventually got the better of us and apologized and bought them all drinks because we realized we were being douchebags.
That's generally us.
Right. And then, I mean, I walked in on in the bathroom. Guys were performing certain deeds on each other.
It was 07.
Yeah.
All right.
So that, I feel like that could have been a great story on this show because what they do in this movie, it's a documentary about people who've done acid trips. They talk to different celebrities.
All right.
People from like Sting from the Police to
Matt was talking about, I guess, Paul Scheer, the comedian. He was talking about going to Amsterdam and eating mushrooms.
Yep. Rob Corddry, great comic as well. Carrie Fisher, Anthony Bourdain. It's a who's who. I mean, Sarah Silverman. Some incredible stories. Like I got a couple of clips.
Oh, nice.
The best part about
this. So it's a movie, is it a series?
It's a movie. It's a documentary. Right. It's an hour and a half long. And what they do is they either reenact or animate the story that is going on. The Paul Scheer one's great because Paul Scheer is being played by Rob Corddry.
All right.
And then when Rob Corddry tells his story, Rob Corddry is being played by Paul Scheer because they're both shaved head guys.
Yeah, it's like they're interchangeable.
And Corddry's great because he's got a giant piece of like black gap in his tape in his teeth to make it look like he has a big gap in his teeth like Paul Scheer.
Yeah, Paul Scheer's awesome on Black Mondays too.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
What is that on Netflix?
Showtime.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. Is that a comedy?
Yeah, it's kind of a dark comedy about a bad day on Wall Street and...
Okay.
Yeah, they call it Black Monday.
No, I love Paul Scheer. I think that guy's hilarious. So I'm always up for watching him in anything. Watch, I hate it. So Carrie Fisher, obviously no longer with us, but she was around when they made this. One of the ones, like Sting does one, and he's talking about the time that he's tripping, and he gets pulled into a barn and a baby cow or a calf.
Wow.
Right? Could you imagine? He's on a hallucinogenic. It's got to be like, there's no way I could handle something like that.
Yeah.
But like Sting's was cool because he said like he doesn't really has ever go on a trip to just like party. He never like trips so or does like hallucinogenic for party purposes. Because if you do, you're gonna just trip really hard and it's gonna be insane. He's like, I'm usually trying to find answers to something in life or music or whatever it may be. I have a set goal when I take the drug. But I thought that was kind of an interesting way to look at things. But Carrie Fisher was cracking me up because I 100% know what this feeling was like. And she shares a story of a time that she did acid. And, well, I'll just let her share it. She goes to Central Park.
All right.
And here's a clip from this Have a Good Trip special or movie that's on Netflix.
Anyway, what happened was we took this Owsley acid. We got really high. We're in Central Park. I'm holding on to the ground because it was hard to stay on the planet.
At that moment, I'm watching this with my wife, and I just start chuckling. And she's looking at me because my wife's never done a drug in her day. You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to say, if you've never done a hallucinogenic, these stories seem insane.
Right. This moment right there.
Some of them are.
Right. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I've been hallucinating so hard that I had to dig my hands into planet Earth, like bowling balls, like holes in the floor, and like grabbed on because I thought I was about to fly off of the planet. So it was pretty funny to see Carrie Fisher go into a similar trip.
And I'm watching a acorn, and it's moving a lot. I never saw anything that wasn't there. I just saw things that were there misbehave. No. So I had to watch this.
So I edited, but there's like a scene then where an acorn is dancing.
I was guessing that's the acorn that just like, meow.
And then it's like pulling out a lightsaber. And like, it's pretty funny, but it's more visually funny than audio-wise. But it's like, what the hell is going on?
Acorn, you know, basically choreograph itself. So at that point, the acorn was almost back to being itself.
And then she just continues to tell more of the story. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you're like the fifth show.
Oh, dude, when I saw that, because I was like, I remember it's the same trip I was on. I had to dig my hands into the dirt, hold on for dear life. And then I looked at some rocks, and they were breathing. And then it was my goal to protect those rocks from other people to step on them. So when people were trying to walk by me, and you know, granted, I'm like outside, like by the river, and I'm holding on. And I see people, I'm like, oh, you're going to have to move a little. Yeah. Hey, watch out, watch out, watch out. And they're like, what the hell am I? Like, they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, those rocks, they're breathing right there. And the best part was, I think those people were also tripping because they're just like, oh, our bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody that would walk by, I'm like, hey, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Well, that's the thing, too, is once you've like been in those environments, you can understand. Like, I remember once talking to a couple people that I knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they staring at me. It's like the middle of the day. And it's right. It was in front of my RV.
Yeah.
And they are just blatantly staring at me. And finally, I just went, all right, cool. No worries. You know, I'll catch you guys around later. And then I saw them later in the day. They're like, sorry, we just couldn't talk. And I was like, yeah, I got it. I said, you almost feel like an a-hole.
No.
You plop down and just start, like, I was just having a couple beers, like, hey, what's going on?
Right, not realizing they're just tripping their faces off, right. And they don't want to deal with your stuff.
They don't want to deal with me, and I am just ruining their fun time.
Been there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, years ago, I went to, it was at White River Amphitheater. I mean, this was a, and at this point, I had, like, I didn't really know anything, but I'm sitting there and I'm smoking some weed on the hill, and this guy comes by and he's like, I'm lost. I'm trying to find my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I go, you lost your friends? And he goes, yeah, and I'm on acid. And I go, you're on acid? I'd be freaking out.
Oh,
and at that point, he just got up and like ran off.
Do they address that in this documentary? Like, don't be the person, like, everyone would find out you have acid. There's always that one guy that's going to come over and bug you. Like, am I talking crazy to you? Like, you know, like doing like they were making fun of all of it. And it made me think of a time many years ago, you and I were just sitting, enjoying the moment. And then some guy would not leave us alone to the point where we finally, both of us had to say, you just need to leave, sir.
Yeah.
Because point blank, like, look, man, we're messed up. You need to go. And then he'd be like, oh, you guys are freaking out. And like, I swear, man, if I wasn't melting into this chair, I'd get up and punch you.
Yeah. Like, I'm all about love, but I might punch you right now.
Right. And
like,
I would do it in the most loving way possible.
Right. To this day, I feel bad about freaking that dude out that was lost. I should have been much cooler and been like, do you want some marijuana? Instead, I just went, like, I told that story and somebody was like, you probably devil.
Right.
Right. Because, like, I'm standing above him on a hill. Oh, my God. What?
What is wrong with you?
You're never going to be the same.
You're going to hell. You're never leaving the White River Amphitheater,
right?
And I mean that. When you try to leave the parking lot, you will never leave.
The goats can feel your brain.
That cow manure is coming for you. There was one really good one, though. And I've never done this, like hallucinate and try and get intimate.
Ooh.
And you remember back in the old studios, I came in one day and I was like, I found the greatest song ever. And it was a song by A$AP Rocky called Acid.
Or it's LSD. Called LSD.
Sorry, it was when he was with the Commodores.
Love, Sex, Dream, Steve.
Love, Sex. Remember when we analyzed that song for like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And he's
on
this.
We were all about that song. And then years later, it's just funny. Sometimes I have weird little pet peeves about things. Mm-hmm. But right? So like, I played that once years ago at our camp. And like on the sunrise. And everybody was like, that's awesome. So then years later, somebody else suggested, and they're like, dude, you know the best music. Thanks for pointing that out.
And you're like, dude, what the hell?
I was like, what the hell, man? Like,
we have like an audio timestamp of us discovering that song and listening to it one time on the Megacast.
Yeah.
Oh, that would annoy me too.
All right. Yeah.
No, you don't want like, someone getting credit
right,
for
you. You showed it to me, then I showed it to everybody else.
Oh, dude, the song's great. Like, it's such.
Yeah.
And then we always like, oh, he just discovered acid and wrote a song.
Yeah.
And dude, his story about acid is basically feels like the premise to the song LSD.
All right.
It's incredible. Like, this one was the one that made me start, like, dying laughing when I first heard him share the story. And then that's when my wife goes, have you done that drug before? I'm like, oh, yeah, a long time ago. And I was just like, do you want to know the story? She's like, no. She's like, that's fine. She's like, and then my wife even goes, I don't know if I could handle these kind of drugs. I'm like, and then I was like, and I told her, I'm like, part of me thinks no, but part of me thinks if done right, you probably would enjoy it. And she's like, I don't think I could handle it. I'd probably be going crazy. I'm like, well, it depends on who you're with. And they talk about that as well. You got to be with the right people.
Yeah.
But here's his story. And dude, I can't wait for you. I'm excited that I'm going to be in the room with you as you hear this story first, because it made me think of you, because we heard that song and we were like, I bet he just discovered acid. That's what this story is about.
All right.
Yeah, I remember the first time I did acid. It was a couple years back. It was crazy. It was with a beautiful female. She's the one who introduced me to it. Fortunately, by the time I got with her is exactly when the acid just started kicking in. And, you know, we getting jiggy and whatnot, right? It feels so...
All right. At that moment, though, I have to be honest with you. I did not know anyone actually referred to it as getting jiggy. I thought that was just a Will Smith song.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I was like, okay. So that's a phrase that's still being used.
That's also A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
If me and you slipped it in, we would seem corny.
And mind you, while he's talking, he's got some kind of weird makeshift TP right behind him.
Yeah.
He's A$AP Rocky doing A$AP Rocky things, getting jiggy.
It feels so good. Like, it's, everything feels intensified. I'm seeing all type of, I'm feeling all type of. Colors are moving. I hear colors. I can taste the colors. Like, what the f*** does a color taste like? You know what I'm saying? And for some reason, everything she did to me just f- amazing. Like, times two. Out of the ordinary. And it's a big graphic. What can I say? It's life. No lie. A rainbow shot out of my
d***. Oh!
And it had a sound with it. Like a piano or something like that. I have no idea why there was a rainbow coming out of my penis. I don't even like rainbow. And I woke up the next day and I told the homie Yams, I said, yo, I know what the answer to life is. And I said, it's to love each other. He was like, word.
Yams. I'm sure Yams was just like, what?
Then he records a song about acid.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
I mean, right. It's like the ushering in the acid rap era.
Right. Yeah. It's all because a rainbow came out of his wiener.
Yeah.
Why don't we get right into it? Let's enough of that. Check out the documentary. It's really good. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I put out the tweet. Says, let's get 10 mega family. Skype in with Ted and Steve on the cash for the next 10 minutes or less. We're going to be talking to people. So,
all right, does Alex call in first?
Is it going to be Alex, George, or Patrick? I'm betting Alex.
I'm saying Alex. George will try, or Patrick will try, but it'll be a bad connection because he's got to pull over.
Right. He's doing his garbage thing. Yeah. Watch nobody calls this time.
That'd be funny.
Wouldn't that? I think we're on. Yep.
That actually would be pretty prophetic. Prophetic? Prophetic?
Yes. Not Alex. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MegaCast. Patrick.
What's up, guys?
Oh, he's got a clear connection. Patrick, are you at work?
Oh, of course.
Nice.
Yeah, garbage doesn't get rid of itself.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I wish I was Miles' garbage driver so I could get there at like 4:30 in the morning and wake him up.
Is that what happens with Miles?
So I don't know.
He lives where he lives. There's a lot of bars and stuff. Right. I used to go through this in Belltown. And I think some of the garbage trucks and recycling just come through like super early in the morning to collect everything. And to be honest with you, it's not the garbage truck you really hear. It's the recycling. If you're by a bar, because there's just so many bottles.
That's right. All the clanking and all that.
Those were my favorite when I first started off. Is like, you could really tell a lot about people by what they recycle and throw away. And like, I had this one house and I was like, this guy only liked Budweiser heavies.
Oh, that's only awesome.
Bud heavies.
Yeah. Every week it was Bud heavies. And I was like, God damn, you know, and it was either cans. You could tell if it was like, especially during the Seahawks games or like a big fight, it'd be like, wow, there's a little extra this week.
It's a little fancier. Yeah, you got some more going.
Yeah, I mean, if I had my own personal recycling, that would be shameful.
Oh, yeah, I know. We judge. Don't worry. We judge.
All right. Here's a stupid question for you. Are you using a truck that that has the automatic thing where it picks up the garbage and does it for you, or do you have to get out and dump the garbage?
I have the manual stuff, and a lot of the cans are manual. I mean, not manual, but the automated. And yeah. Then there's people that are still kind of grandfathered in that still use a personal can, so I have to get out and dump it myself. Okay,
so for the ones that are like the current crop, the ones that are automated, how hard is it to line them up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're driving.
You do it a million times. That's all I'm going to say. You do it a million times, and you just get it. You get it down to a groove, and like, you know, and one thing I want to say is don't put your cans right next to each other, because it's harder for the hands.
All right. Because I put my garbage on one, like in the back of my house, I have the garbage on one side and then I have the recycling on the other. That way they're not next to each other. But then my neighbor right up on my recycling, and I'm like, man, do you not see? I'm trying to spread it out, make things easier for everybody.
I'm trying to help out the fellas.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I'm not surprised if you've gotten a nasty note or they've gotten a nasty note from the garbage guy, because, I mean, that's the last thing we want to do is pick up stuff we wasn't our fault.
Right. You got to assume that there's got to be a little wiggle room to be able to fit those arms in between the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, the first like week or so, not even a week, basically the first like month and a half. I mean, I was knocking crap all the time, you know, knocking it over. It is what it is, but I've gotten it down to, you know, be one of the fastest drivers in the West, you know.
I like that. One of the fastest drivers. All right, I got one more question. What about when people keep putting something in the garbage that doesn't belong in there? Because there's been a satellite dish battle going on in my apartment building. And they keep throwing, somebody keeps throwing it in there, and then I don't blame the garbage guy. Like, he keeps taking it out and leaning it against the wall. It's like, right, that's not normal garbage.
Yeah, I mean, well, theoretically, it's recyclable if you break it down, you know? And then, I mean, the problem is that person is probably pissed off the driver, and he knows where you live. You know, he knows what he's looking for every week. So, you know, you're not going to fool him.
Yeah, and they didn't break it down. They literally just like, it's still like the poles attached and everything.
Come on, people.
Right. They literally just took it off their balcony and put it down there.
Jeez, they cut the cord then, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, they moved out too.
Went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we know, I mean, it's not to sound creepy or anything, but we know what your name is and where you live and what you throw away. So,
right. Well, you throw it away envelopes, it has their name on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can dig down and find out who you are and stuff.
Well, dude, that's like the old trick the FBI agents used to do. They would work trash routes to like collect info on like old school gangsters. Serious? Oh, yeah.
How do we know that Patrick's not part of the CIA then?
I don't like the CIA.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I'm kind of a revolutionary.
But isn't that exactly what a CIA agent would say?
Right, yeah. He wouldn't say, I love the CIA. He wouldn't be like, oh, I wish.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're probably on the other line right now. You know, like, God, I mean, that.
No, it's probably Alex on the other line.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always remember those, like, God, back in the day when the first cell, you know, like when you were like 18 or 19, you're trying to buy weed, and then you go on and you always hear that click on the other side. It's like, are they listening to me or are they not, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you have all those, all the funny code words, you know?
Yeah, now you can just go to a shop and show them an ID.
Yeah, I know. For the longest time, it was always, I got to go take out the garbage. And like that was like the code for going to go buy a bag of weed.
Jeez. I had one buddy. It was like, hey, man, you catch any fish today? You know, like that was our code.
The worst one for me was when I had a buddy. It was like, just say you want to hang out. I'm like, all right. So I did that. But then you go to him enough, he starts thinking you're actually buddies. So one time I was like, hey, man, I want to come hang out. He's like, awesome. Come on over. And I went over. I'm like, all right, well, I need to get my weed. And he goes, oh, I'm totally dry right now. I'm sorry. I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me that when I said I wanted to hang out? He's like, I just thought you wanted to hang out and play video games. And I'm like, all right, this friendship has ended now. not bad. But I was very mad. Not at him, but I got in my car. I actually was like hitting my steering wheel. I need the weed.
Yeah, I mean, smoke, you know, it's like, I go to the store and buy weed for my dad, but it's like, man, I want to, but I can't, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I have a few friends that are commercial drivers or this or that, and they all say the same thing.
Which is so crazy. I mean, it's you of course don't do it while you're working, but you think if someone wants to relieve their stress at the end of the night and not hurt anyone, and it's legal, they should be able to do what they do. But
well, I know, and that, I mean, I'm even so scared of those CBD, the CBD stuff that they sell at like gas stations now. It's like I won't even touch that. You know,
it's funny. Like I talked
to lose your job.
I've talked to a few people who are like, I'm like that. People work even at like those like dispensaries, and I'm like, so the CBD stuff, like, does that show up in someone's system? And they're not getting high, and it's like. He's like, honestly, I know people that are work jobs where they get drug tested and it doesn't, but I can't in good conscience tell somebody it absolutely doesn't because we don't know.
Yeah, and like I have some topical creams that don't get you high at all, but man, they are good for pain relief. And
I use one of the ones, I use the topical cream all the time for my shoulders and any other body part that hurts, and they work so good.
Dude, I've, yeah.
I was like, do you want to trust a stoner kid at the dispensary or, you know?
Right,
you lose your job.
Right, it's not worth. I mean, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah, I mean, but shoot, someday.
All right, Patrick.
Someday
we gotta get running.
Right on, guys.
Take care, my friend.
Yes.
All right. Do we think we're gonna get Alex?
I don't know. Usually, we
one minute.
Usually, we would have had a call by now.
Right.
It's almost like people are out there doing stuff.
Maybe they're going back to their jobs.
Right.
I just got a call from my dentist saying, "Hey, we need to schedule you."
Yeah.
Because we canceled you during that time. I'm like, for a second, I'm like, how? No, what is this? Some kind of like underground dentist crap? And I realized, oh no, we're moving into a new phase. These places need to get their business. So I need to buy my friend stuff. Dude, my friend being my dentist now.
I had the awkwardness the other day of like some bars that were closed have opened back up and will sell like just a couple days a week.
Uh-huh.
They'll sell to-go food and you can sell cocktails.
Some of the ice cream places we go to are doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So somebody I was talking to them and they were like, oh yeah, this bar, they were open last week. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean by open? And they were like, no, my bad. Like you could get something to go. And right. I was like, okay.
You could pop in there, grab it and leave.
Yeah. I was like, geez, man, like careful how you phrase that. Does it sound like you were just kicking it in a bar all weekend?
It's like last night, my wife and I were talking about sushi and like our favorite place is a Ginza Sushi in Bellevue.
All right.
And I'm like, we should go there. You know, and help support them as well because we just got like Ahi Sushi, Ari in Puyallup, and we're gonna actually get sushi again this weekend at Trapper's because we want to get the Tatum roll because it's named after our daughter, and that's just awesome.
I had sushi Sunday, then had some on Monday.
Oh, dude, I could eat it every day if I could, if I could afford it. But we should go to Bellevue sometime and you know get it soon. And my wife's like, yeah, when we can eat in there. I'm like, we did that already, and she's like, yeah, but that was before the pandemic hit. Oh yeah, she's like, we're not gonna get to go in Bellevue and drive all the way back to Seattle. I mean, to Puyallup. So that's a good point. We could eat it in the car, though. And she's like, I'm not going to sit in a car in a parking lot of a sushi place and eat their sushi. I'm like, I guess you don't want to be adventurous. That's fine.
Yeah. I've definitely gotten some high-end stuff delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one was sushi.
Yeah, but
from our place.
Which one? Oh, sushi. Niho.
Nijo.
Nijo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Did you get the ponies and rainbows?
No, I just got like... Honestly, this is the weirdest order ever. And I can't remember how long ago I did this. I got like their Calbee beef short ribs and then just like 8 pieces of yellowtail.
Nice.
Yeah.
So good. And I thought of you yesterday because we ate avocado rolls and it made me think of that time.
You know, I get avocado rolls every time.
Remember that time we got like, we always at your house?
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
We ordered like 10 or 15 rolls of just avocado rolls and we maybe got through like 2 of them.
That was after a Red Fest.
Yeah. We were just like, let's get so many. I'm so hungry. And we ate a couple of them. Because
remember,
like,
we had already eaten pizza.
Good. Yeah.
And then we ordered, I mean, a massive amount of, because I woke up the next day and I think I sent a text to Steve. So I was just like, dude, I have sushi for days in here.
Yeah, we ordered way too many of them.
Yeah.
We fully anticipated to go balls out, and we just had a couple, and then we just continued to get wasted and forgot about them.
I don't know that I've ever gotten sushi and not gotten an avocado roll.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's so simple. It's
so
great.
Simple. Yeah. I mean, like on Monday when I got sushi, I just got an avocado roll and straight up tuna roll. But yeah, nothing too crazy. God damn it. We got stuff to talk.
We got to go. We got to go. Alex, thank you for the gifts. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week when we get 10. I got a feeling that the people that are listening typically are back at work and they can't.
Good.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have because that's the first time where we weren't like dealing with multiple people calling while we were trying to take calls.
And Alex, we'll post a picture up today, too, of us in the gear.
Good call. Good call. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, man, we'll get it.
That's what we do. All right. Well, thank you guys, as always, for listening to the Megacast. It's been really cool to get all the messages. Our friend Stephanie, she said she watched Too Hot to Handle because of us.
Oh,
the or the welcome change to the dark stuff that she usually watches.
Yeah, and also have a good time on Memorial Day. Grill yep. outside. It's Seattle, so if you're in Seattle, it's going to be a little chilly.
Yeah, wear a hoodie.
Yeah, right? But I was like, yeah, man, you got something good, grill it up, and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, dude, I know. We're taking off Friday off, so we're going to have a four-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Had to.
Yeah.
We hit a wall. We're like, we haven't taken any time off since the pandemic, and we're all just burnt out. Like,
yeah.
Let's just at least, none of us are going anywhere, obviously, but, you know, I got my Traeger. I'm going to cook some stuff.
Attaboy.
Yeah, get some Trappers one of the nights.
Yeah. You better get a Buddha roll. That was always my favorite.
Buddha roll, Tatum roll, Mountain roll.
Get it.
In. Tweet at us at the Megacast.
All right, see you, man.